In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
Author Ronald Meredith tells this story. He lived on a decent-sized plot of land on the outskirts of Wichita, Kansas. They had a pond in their yard, and ducks would come and go. And Ronald Meredith and his family began to feed the ducks corn to attract them, you know, because they liked watching the ducks, and who doesn't, right? After a time, Mr. Meredith noticed that certain ducks never left. A few always came and went, but one group came and stayed. One group came and stayed, which just delighted everyone in the family because they got to watch him all the time. Now, one cool autumn morning, Mr. Meredith was out watching the ducks eat corn he had fed them, and a flock of sandhill cranes went flying over with their telltale squawking sound. And Mr. Meredith looked at the ducks to see if they'd even notice the cranes flying over. And what he saw, he describes this way. The ducks fluttered their wings in a most half-hearted way and went back to their corn. The urge to fly, to take their place in the sky as God had intended them to, was gone. The question had been settled long ago. The corn had won. Any reminder, any remnant desire to fly only made them uncomfortable. Very insightful, this Ronald Meredith. Now, there's nothing inherently wrong with feeding on corn if you're a duck. But for these ducks, it had stolen their desire to fly. In our epistle today, Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, and he says, I plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. We're supposed to receive the grace of God, but not to receive it in vain. To receive the grace of God in vain is to accept his gifts, his physical gifts like our homes, our food, our families and friends, the comforts and necessities of this life, and more so his spiritual gifts, love and forgiveness, peace and kindness, joy and faith, salvation, even life itself. To accept all these gifts, but to do nothing with them. That is what it means to receive the grace of God in vain, to accept these gifts but do nothing with them. As the gifts keep coming, too soon we're tempted either to take them for granted or to become complacent or both. Like ducks with a steady supply of corn, we used to use the energy of the corn to fly, but now we've grown so accustomed to a steady supply of gifts. When the offer is made to fly, we're kind of, eh. But Paul is pleading with us not to receive the grace of God in vain, but to use them, to remember that now is the acceptable time for us to use them. Today is the day for us to act. Paul saying, you were and we were born to fly. The grace of God is not given us just to take in, but to give out, to help, to serve, to invite, to comfort, to raise up, to use, to share, to go out in our communities. In other words, to fly. And we have such an amazing gift in this church. We have such an amazing gift in our Orthodox tradition. And Paul says now is the time to act. Now, fair or not, to a lot of the world, Christianity is just an angry, judgy God ruling over a judgy, moralizing humanity. But we experience God in a totally different way than that. We experience God as light. We experience God as beauty. We experience God as mystery and as mercy and as healing and as love and as a treasury of blessings everywhere present and filling all things. So Paul is pleading us not to receive this grace in vain, not to become like Ronald Meredith's ducks, not to take this for granted, not to become complacent as the riches of this grace keep coming our way, but to remember now is the time. Today is the day to fly. to use this grace for the glory of God and the love of your neighbor, because today is a gift. There's a powerful lesson in our gospel this morning. Jesus raises a young man from the dead. Now, his mother had already lost her husband, and here she loses her only son. Jesus stops the funeral procession and touches the coffin. And then he raises that young man, raises that woman's boy from the dead. Now, this touch of Jesus enters the darkest and saddest place in the human condition. There is nothing worse for her than that. And there he brings light and hope. And now you and I may or may not literally raise the dead, but there is no reason you can't bring the touch of God. You can't bring the light and the hope of God into the human condition. You receive the grace of God not just to take in, but to share and to fly and to help others fly by bringing the light and hope into their world. And consider for a moment the mother and the boy himself from the gospel reading, receiving the gift of life in this dramatic and life-changing way. Wouldn't you think they're going to see life differently? Do we think for a moment that either one of them will ever take a single day in this life for granted, having experienced what they have experienced? I mean, I can't imagine them becoming complacent about life after what they went through. Instead, it says, the news about Jesus was spread throughout the community and throughout the region. God has visited his people. God has visited his people. I mean, that's our cry as well. God has visited his people. And when we encounter and experience God, when we encounter and experience his light and his beauty and his mystery and his mercy and his healing and his love and his blessings, it is our calling to go to our neighbor with the message, God has visited his people. But admittedly, it can be a stumbling block and a temptation to receive so much that we start to become like Ronald Meredith's ducks. Happy with the corn, uncomfortable being reminded that we were actually made for the skies. We were actually born to fly. But just like the mother and the son in today's gospel would never again take this gift of life for granted, Paul reminds us not to receive this grace of God in vain, because today is the day of salvation, and now is the time for you and me to fly. Amen.
Amen.